We release a National Social Monitor on a regular basis, and what we do is we take a particular topic and we look at sort of 10 individual headings then through that lens. So you're looking at things like housing, health, education, rural Ireland, taxation, and through, you know, what do all of those things mean in a child poverty context. So child poverty in Ireland at the moment, you know, again, very much welcoming the creation of the child poverty unit within the Department of Taoiseach, because it is going to require, I suppose, joined up thinking from government. It's a really multifaceted issue. Poverty is a complicated issue, and then obviously looking at child poverty is a complicated issue. But the main things really that came out of this National Social Monitor, and I suppose a lot of them may not come as a surprise to a lot of people, is things like housing. Again, we see those headlines over and over again, record figures on a regular basis. Each month seems to be bringing us to a new level of a high, you know, record levels of people accessing emergency accommodation. Mm-hmm. And the amount of children in that is again kind of very, very worrying. You're looking again, the same headlines as well, when we look at things like health, the amount of children waiting for assessments, the amount of children waiting on mental health support. And that mental health piece, I think, is so important coming out of the last couple of years. None of us have ever lived through anything like COVID-19 lockdowns and the impacts that those sort of stay-at-home orders while protecting our physical health. We don't really, I think we're still really trying to figure out how it's impacted on our mental health. And again, for young people who are still growing and learning, that's so important that they get those supports that they need. When we were looking at education, the issue of the pupil-teacher ratio came up. So obviously, the less children in the class, the more individual attention a teacher can give them. And if we are to look at things like that, the real differences will be made to the teeny tiny little kids. So the early years education, having that one-to-one, is going to be able to put those supports in behind those kids who maybe learn differently, will be able to pick up on things a lot quicker, things like dyslexias, dyspraxias, any sort of issues in terms of how children learn, will be able to pick up on those things so much quicker if you've got those pupil-teacher ratios down to a really, really low level. We, you know, we're looking at things like, say, rural Ireland as well, and, mm-hmm. and what comes up then, and it costs more because you're living that bit further away from public transport links, you're living that bit further away from, you know, kind of competitive supermarkets. So food is more expensive. You have to have the car. If you have maybe two or three children, one in primary, one in secondary, maybe one in preschool or one trying to go to third level, you've got extracurricular activities, you're fetching and you're carrying all the time. And again, what we saw in the last couple of years is it's those things that are really non-negotiable in your household. So it's one thing to say, okay, prices are going up, my income hasn't gone up, I'll tighten my belt. But for things like food and for things like heat and light, and things like putting petrol in the car or diesel in the car, they're non-negotiable. It's very, very difficult. The amount of petrol you'd waste driving around to save 60p on a tank, you know, you might spend €2 worth of petrol doing that. So it's all of those things. So I suppose just looking at that child poverty thing and the lifelong damage that's done when we don't look after our children properly. And by us, I mean as a society. This is not about individual, you know, household level conversation. This is about what we as an Irish society value and how we look after our children. I think it's a real reflection of that. We've 188,000 children now living in households that are getting by under the poverty level. And again, we could see that the risk of poverty in children is actually higher than that of the general population. So again, that's a real concern.